Then Linkle spotted a nearby cuckoo and decided to have sex with it, grabbing the cock and having a close encounter of the bird kind.
And then they fucked. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another thrilling and wonderful episode of And Then They Fucked. My name is Princess Jezebel. I am joined today in the studio by
the Baroness Beef Curtains
and
the Marquis du Taint,
and welcoming back our wonderful guest,
Colonel Angus. Ooh. At your service.
Okay.
I think we're gonna read some smut.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
History is any guide.
Yeah, well, you never definitely know.
History's made of smut.
True.
This is a correct fact. Okay. Well, are we going to get the finish to your
yes.
redheads in the bubble bath story?
Would you like to, yeah.
Can we,
yeah.
Shall we dive right in, as they say?
Pun. I see what you did there.
Do you see what I did there?
I see what you did.
Awesome.
Okay.
Do it. Do it, Tom.
Wait, where did we leave off?
Yeah, give us a recap.
Previously.
Give us a previously on. Yeah.
Nipples are hard. We're all
nipples
in the bath.
Are hard.
We're all
giant, in the story.
Giant bath, hot tub, spa.
Hot tub,
thing.
Spa.
Three naked redhead princesses. Foots accidentally knocking vaginas.
Foots have bumped pussies.
Several times.
Pussies have enjoyed it, but not too much yet.
And now the
nipples
are hard.
Are erect. Ariel giggled.
Nipples are charged. Ready to
guilty
go.
As charged. As everyone laid their heads back again, Ariel found herself swimming towards Merida. I like how, like, just unconsciously she's swimming. Oh, no.
As they laid their heads back, though, she's like, oh, God, I'm swimming.
You know when
you
like when you float, but, like, your ass goes out first, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when, you know, like, your booty rises first if you, like, let go.
Yeah.
Can Ariel still breathe underwater?
I don't think so.
Oh,
she
God,
traded
I hope
it
so.
In.
That would be fun.
That is going to be pertinent, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, sorry. This is not Ariel. This is Ariel found herself slowly swimming towards Merida, reaching out to her and caressing her left breast.
In particular.
Mm-hmm.
Her left breasts.
Left breast.
Tickle.
Merida let out a slight moan and licked her lip.
God, why am I reading that?
Ha ha, you picked it.
I am so
those actions are hard to do at the same time, too.
Which one?
Moaning and licking your lips.
That was uncomfortable.
That Woo! Was so satisfying.
Guys, why don't I have a boyfriend?
I don't know. I'm sure we could get you one.
Taking applications within.
She moaned and licked her lips, stating, oh, no, she's also talking at the same time. What are you doing? That feels wonderful.
You know exactly what she's doing.
Stop now.
I'm trying to achieve what is happening.
It actually sounds a little offensive.
I'm yeah. not trying to be offensive. That's literally yes, what's happening.
Unfortunately.
All right, well, you can cut it in post if you're upset.
I don't think we can. You were doing it over top of me.
That's what she said.
Ariel massaged both breasts for a little while, then decided to see if she minded her mouth replacing her hand. Meredith did not.
As surely you could ask.
That's a strange phrase.
Madam, may I replace my mouth with my hand?
Exactly. If you have to ask for every step, you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
If you were unsure, perhaps you should ask.
Just like get eye consent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's
one of these
fine.
Ones. Eye consent.
It's like, I'm yeah. curious see? To see if I'm allowed to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, clearly she
Tally-ho!
Is. We've bumped pussies already. Merida did not. She licked and sucked Merida's tits. Merida was playing with Ariel's tits as well, pinching the nipples, squeezing and rubbing them. It was really turning them on. Merida nibbled on her nipples, and Ariel was moaning and squirming around.
Is this making you physically
looks,
uncomfortable?
It, yeah, I'm getting like, ow, stop it.
Is this is this too much tit play?
Yeah, just get away from my boobs.
So you invite some friends over.
Yeah.
So let's go for let's hang out in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yep.
This giant fucking hot tub that takes like 10 hours to
oh
fill
no,
up.
None of us have bathing suits. We must be naked.
And then it's like, oh, hang on, let me get my hubby's camera. He'll want to see this.
The digital camera.
The digital camera.
Yeah.
12 photos, no more.
No less. Then the camera digital. Is gone forever. Never to be seen again. Then
that would be a disposable camera.
From the story.
All right.
Disposed
okay.
from the story.
All right, okay.
And then it immediately goes to toe pussy grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And hands replacing mouths.
Yeah. That's where we're at. Congratulations.
Is this like a realistic trajectory of...
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
We'll try it.
Note to self, avoid hot tubs.
Or target hot tubs, as the case
may
be.
Avoid hot tubs.
Merida nibbled on her nipples. I'm assuming Ariel's.
Nipples?
Her own. Not her own. Merida nibbled on her nipples and Ariel was moaning and squirming around. Then Merida felt Ariel take her hand and guide it to Ariel's pussy. Even in the hot bath water.
Now, the listeners can't appreciate what's happening as the Baroness is reading this story, but there is a very significant eye twitch happening whenever like the word pussy is mentioned.
I'm just super uncomfortable. It's all on me. I need to go.
Are you reading off a PowerPoint?
No, I'm reading off the...
Oh, in your glasses, it looks like a PowerPoint because it's like rainbow. Doesn't it look like a PowerPoint?
Even the hot bath water, her pussy was incredibly hot and moist. Not from water either. Good one. It was definitely from her own natural juices.
Ew.
This made Merida's pussy start to moisten. And I'm not, like, I'm fine with the word moist. I just don't like it used as moisten, apparently.
Moisten.
And pulse as the blood rushed into the lips, causing them to throb with anticipation of what was coming next.
Her lips were throbbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With anticipation of what's coming next.
Yeah, 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 that can happen.
Which is probably...
Give us an example.
Oh, here, give me a hand. How am I going to give you an example of that?
Not mouth lips.
Oh!
I misunderstood. Carry on. I was like, I swear my face lips have never throbbed
because
before.
Because that was a really interesting moment where I'm like... What are you expecting Julie to do?
I wanted her to
right
be like, moom, moom, with like her lips or something, but no.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
You were doing it? Yeah, okay, good. I got it now.
It didn't take very long for Kari to find out because Kari rose out of the water to sit on the ledge of the tub so she could get in on the action. After Kari leaned down and kissed Merida gently on the lips, she guided Merida's mouth toward Kairi's swollen clit.
Oh, hello. Who's Kairi? Have we figured that out yet?
You need to Google it because I didn't know who she was either.
Oh, okay.
But she's got red hair. And Merida eagerly responded by licking, sucking, and nibbling until she felt Kairi shake, and by her breathing, she could tell that she was about to come. So Merida just kept her face buried there, lapping every sweet drop of her internal... Oh, God.
How is Kairi spelled?
K-A-I-R-I.
She is considered by many to be the first Disney princess to originate from a video game.
Oh.
What is it?
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, the one with the key.
Kingdom Hearts?
Don't look at me.
She just looks like an anime girl with red hair.
Pretty much.
Wow, yeah. Fabulous.
Walt Disney's KeyAdventure.com.
Lapping up every sweet drop of her internal nectar while... that's gross.
What?
While caressing Ariel's cunt with her hand.
Oh, hello. This was a Disney porn. What the fuck?
Oh, I see.
You seriously think that anybody...
Censorship!
Okay.
Disney, get on your censorship
Disney, what
game.
The fuck?
Kairi...
Disney++.
Yeah.
Disney++.
Kairi and Ariel repeated the words, "Oh my God," as Merida continued her oral assault on Kairi's pussy.
Jesus!
I like that though. And manual assault on Ariel's... Oh, that's right, because Merida's got one going up down here and one going up down. Oh, God.
They're busy girls.
To
be fair, in my head canon,
yeah,
it would be Merida that puts
in the effort because she works hardest out of all of these.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know anything about Kairi, sorry, but...
It does seem that Merida would be
the hardest worker. Yeah.
Merida inserted a finger into Kairi's drenched love pit.
I beg your pardon?
That's a fun word.
That's a fresh one. I haven't had that one before. Into Kairi's drenched love pit.
No, I didn't want you to repeat it. Jesus.
Drenched love pit.
I don't know what
love
to do with that.
Love pit. Baby, love pit.
You know? You're nasty. She thought Kairi was going to jump off the ledge of the tub in surprise.
What?
But in just a few strokes, Kairi was grinding her pussy back against Merida's hand. Nobody knew how many times they came, but Merida tried to lick up every drop from Kairi that she could get.
Hey, guys, do you know how many times we came? No, I don't know. Do you know? No, I don't
know.
There's
no way to keep track.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
I count the queefs, but I can't keep track of how many.
Also, I don't know, like, not in my experience have I particularly enjoyed doing this anyway, but I don't think I've tried to lick up every drop.
How would you know,
as too? A woman who has sex with men, I do not try and lick up every drop. I don't know about anyone else at the table.
Everyone looks to the Marquis for some reason.
Well, you lick the same substance, but are a man.
Surely we are talking about vaginas.
We are talking about vaginas.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a woman who sleeps with men, I do not try.
I mean, I try.
Oh, in some situations, yes. But sometimes
it's easier to just contain it rather than...
Every drop, like there could be all kinds of fluids.
I'm saying, yes,
from
a woman.
You get a cut on your arm and you're just like, oh, better get every drop.
People sweating and crying and...
Oh, gosh.
People crying when you have sex with
them? Drooling.
When it's good.
It's beautiful.
That's how you know. The tears flow.
Merida felt Kairi's hand on her face, and she pulled Merida up to her and whispered, I want to taste my pussy on you.
Oh, yeah.
Then Kairi planted a passionate kiss on Merida, and their tongues did a little dance inside each other's mouth.
What genre?
I would say probably a jig.
A jig, not like a Lombardo or like a waltz or anything.
No, no. Maybe a jive. Let's go a jive.
Scottish jives jig. Are very like pointy and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Letting you know.
That like Scottish Highland dancing, right?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe it could be Highland dance, you know.
That is also sharp.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of high kicks, right?
Just hitting the roof.
Not as many as Irish.
Oh, You're thinking of Irish.
Yeah. You're thinking of the river dance.
But there's definitely a sword in there, is all I'm thinking.
A sword fight in her mouth.
Yeah. Making Merida's pussy throb even harder. When their lips parted, Merida told her, you have me so horny, I'm surprised I'm not dripping pussy juice all over you.
That's me whenever I see Scottish dancing.
Me too.
You have me so horny.
Except actually.
I can Scottish dance. Do you want to see?
No, thank you. Kairi and Ariel just giggled and said, we'll take care of that. With that, they stepped from the tub, pulling Merida along by the arms. Ow!
Yeah,
that's fine
painful.
If you're on a slippery floor, but not like the edge of
a bathtub.
Are they
like yanking her out of the water?
That's what it sounds
with
like.
With that, they stepped from the tub, pulling Merida along by the arms, and they laid her down on the bathroom floor.
Ugh.
Merida's pussy was hot, and the cool tiles on Merida's buttocks made her much hotter. Okay.
What?
All right.
That's not how that works.
Ariel kissed Merida and then let her tongue trail from her mouth down her neck. Sorry, mouth. I don't know why there's a comma there. Trying from her mouth down her neck and to her tits, where Ariel licked, nibbled, and sucked until she had Merida
the holy
hotter
trinity,
than hell.
Isn't it?
Licked, nibbled, and sucked.
Nibbled and sucked. That should be a song.
Like, it's a
song
of the three,
song.
What three caballeros, isn't it?
Is it?
No. Or like I'm thinking of, you know, the Rice Bubbles brand. They have Crack, Popple and whatever.
Definitely
Snap,
not
crackle,
those.
Pop.
Those not guys, there. Snap, Crackle and Pop.
That's
yeah.
that's a song yep. about drugs. This is a song about cunnilingus, right?
Shit. Yep.
Check out Elvis.
Then
Lips
the
podcast.
Heat of Ariel's mouth was replaced by the cool air in the room, and she moved her head further down Merida's body. Mary did not think that there was an inch of skin Ariel missed, but between her breasts and midsection while she was licking her way down.
So there's a bit of a tendency in this story to say something was replaced by something.
Yeah,
he likes to replace, would he?
Sex is a series of replacements if you do
life
it correctly.
Is a series of replacements if you do
life
it
life really is. Sex.
Okay, stop now. She felt Ariel's tongue dancing through her messy red patch. Oh,
I beg your pardon.
Oh, all right. She
her strawberry patch,
curly hairy pussy. Good to know.
Okay.
I mean, that's really
that's back in again. I hear.
But also, like,
too late now. I got rid of it.
She's from like the 1300s, right?
Who knows.
Merida.
And the anticipation almost made Merida come right then and there. Kairi got down on all fours, and her point of view made Merida look upside down as she kissed her. Okay, whatever. Ariel slid her tongue down the left side of Merida's outer lips, then under and back up the right side. Oh, yeah, she's drawing a circle, touching Merida's pussy lips. But then,
see, thank you for clarifying pussy lips, because I was like, why would you lick outside?
Like, you know when dogs assume. Have to like run around their bed a few times before they get in?
Yeah. But Merida could feel her hot breath on her skin and it was making her squirm. Once back at the top of the pussy, this is helping you. Once back at the top of the pussy.
Back at the castle.
Merida felt Ariel's tongue make a line down the middle of her pussy, just slightly parting her lips. And this made Merida moan and squirm even harder. Ariel licked.
For some reason, this is really offending Jezebel.
It's just far too detailed. Like, move on.
You know what it is. She's getting a little horny because it's been a while.
I'm always horny because it's been a while. This is different. Just get on with it.
Ariel licked a little deeper on the way back up and Merida was in heaven. Oh. Then Ariel started to flick her swollen clit from side to side as well as up and down. Merida
like a north, south, east and west situation. Yeah.
Merida thought she was going to scream from the sensations of having a princess face buried in her crotch. It just made her that much hotter. As Ariel licked and sucked.
Because she was a princess? Because she was buried in her crotch.
As Ariel licked and sucked on Merida's clitoris. I don't need sucking, thank you. Her breathing increased so much that she thought she was going to hyperventilate. But Kyrie kissing her managed to calm her down to some degree.
You ever have an asthma attack?
No, I don't have asthma.
Sex. No, it's just to the people that listen to our show.
Oh, hang
necessarily
on. Shall we ask them? What's that? They said no. No, they said no. Ariel moved down Merida's pussy. She licked and probed with her tongue while Merida lay there, withering like a bitch. Sorry.
Withering?
Yep.
Withering like a bitch.
Unless this is not the word withering.
Would you like me to?
W-I-T-H-E-R-I-N-G.
That's withering.
Withering like a bitch in heat.
Could shivering or whimpering?
No, she likes to wither.
Don't you ever see bitches in heat and they're just like, oh, they just kind of like shrink.
She laid there withering like a bitch in heat. And
well, Kyrie's there just like, you fucking bitch. Look, is that the best you've got?
Wither. Blah, 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 blah. And when Merida felt Ariel's tongue press against her perineum. Oh,
her what?
Why?
Marquis, it's your area.
It's okay, mine.
Wait, I have a question. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. It's slightly unrelated. I had someone the other day tell me they had their cervix removed.
Yes.
Can you have your cervix removed?
Well, here's a fun fact. If I get cancer 3 more times, then yes, I will have to have thought my cervix
the
and
cervix was
all
the
of the
space
above
between stuff.
No, mate. It's the one that's got, it looks like the eye of,
yeah.
Sorry. it looks like a butthole, but in your
okay, I need to do some more research.
Very easy
carry
to
on.
Draw.
Fun fact for all the listeners. When I had cancer, they took a centimeter off my cervix and it went from being convex to concave. So I've got like an extra centimeter room.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Welcome, gents.
It all counts.
Packs of cancer.
Anyway. Where was I? Licked and sucked and licked and sucked. Where is the bitch in heat? Yep, there she is. Press against her perineum. She felt the first wave of orgasm pass over her and then Ariel replaced her tongue. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
In Merida's vagina with a finger and then two fingers. Ariel's thumb was in the pussy too. In the pussy? Okay.
So like two a puppet. People's hands, right?
Oh, wait, so...
The fingers are
in the
pussy.
So two people's
in
the fingers and then one person's thumb.
Yeah.
So the other person's thumb.
Yeah. So maybe it's
Merida's fingers and Ariel's thumb.
Anyway.
Because on one person, yeah, that's an awkward shape.
Yeah, that's a really
awkward. It's like awkward. A weird, like, pyramid. It's an Italian man. Let me stimulate the clitoris.
Why won't you come already? Oh, so offensive in here.
I have been going all day.
Oh, fuck. Okay, right. Where are we at? Fingers, thumb, with a pussy too. And her tongue was, again, toying with Merida's clit. That's a lot of things in a vagina, just saying. It's not as much as a baby coming out, but it's still a lot of things in a vagina.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's just what it takes these days.
Oh, God. Women, am I right?
Yeah.
Bitches in heat, am I right?
Oh, withering.
It's withering away.
Withering bitches.
Toying with Merida's clit, and Merida felt another wave pass over her. Of course she did. Merida did not know how many times she or anyone else came, but she knew her pussy was swollen and throbbing.
It seems important to this author that they know how many times they came, but...
Don't
he
disclose
doesn't
it.
Know.
But he doesn't, and that means something to him.
I think, like, you could lose track pretty easily.
I think he's like, the orgasms were so many... that they lost count.
But were they good, you know? You know?
Yeah, you know how they like weaken a bit the further along you get?
Yeah. Anyway. Where were we up to? Swollen and throbbing. So she reached down and pulled Ariel up to her so she could taste her pussy on Ariel's lips and tongue. That is not something I ever want to do. Like, that's just something I do out of like courtesy. You know, like, I will kiss you once you've gone down on me, but I'm not eager to be like, I'm a taste me.
Like, some people love that shit.
Oh, you nasty girl.
Don't love it. Sometimes it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, that's what you
What about the opposite?
I mean, if he's happy to get that, that's fine. If he doesn't want to, whatever.
But do you want to?
Taste cum?
No, kiss him after you've
You like, yeah, you better fucking kiss me after I just went down on you.
Oh, potato, potato, whatever.
Potato, tomato.
Potato, tomato.
My stance
potato,
is like, if you're going down on each other, you're okay with getting each other's fluids in your mouth.
Yeah.
You're okay with kissing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not against it. There are women that hate the taste of pussy and there are men that hate the taste of cum.
Yeah.
True.
Look, they don't want
that
back.
They are repressed.
Exactly. I'm totally okay with tasting my own, but it's just like, it's not what I'm looking forward to. I'm not like, yes, give me my juicy nectar.
If anything, that's better than the orgasm itself is...
Depends on
is avoiding that, yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm fine, thank you. Anyway, where were we? Taste, pussy, lips, tongue. Okay, Ariel laid beside Merida with half of her body resting on hers as they kissed and caressed for some time. Oh, God, get over it already. Kyrie moved her body and joined in the cuddling. Ugh, gross.
It must be dinner time. Let's move on.
Just putting it out there. Don't touch me. Like, we've done what I wanted to do anyway. Get away from me now.
I'm the exact opposite of that.
Well, that's clear. The contact between them was doing anything but winding us down because Merida could feel how wet Ariel was as she ground her sopping pussy into her leg. Oh, gross. She's humping her like a dog. They all snuggled in tight. Kari said while imitating Merida, "You two were brilliant." Ariel and Merida laughed at the impression and they all drifted off to sleep wrapped in each other's arms.
On the bathroom floor? End.
Yeah, like...
That is probably the most offensive thing in this story.
Wait, say it again.
It's grim, isn't it?
I mean, it can be summed up with bitches be needy.
Bitches do be needy, though.
It's annoying.
It's a fact. As a bitch, sleep on the bathroom floor, that is needy, can confirm.
The empty space on the bathroom floor was replaced by the entangled
princesses. By the three redhead women.
You're all going to get sick.
Yeah, that's what my mum said. My mum's like, Taylor, go to bed.
Or...
You sleep on the bathroom floor?
Yeah, sometimes I used to... Okay.
Your mum tells you to go to bed after your lesbian orgies.
No, sometimes I would pass out because I get a very particular kind of migraine, which makes me really dizzy. So sometimes after having a shower, I would pass out. And my mum would be like, Taylor, go to bed, you're going to get sick.
Yeah. I mean, I understand if you are particularly sick with a fever or a headache or whatever, lying on tiles is nice because they chill you. But
well, not according to this, Merida's butt got super hot when she was lying on the tiles.
No,
I believe
aesthetically hot.
Oh, aesthetically hot. Apparently, like they got squishy. And
maybe
stuff.
It was like seeing the juice drip onto the tiles.
I also think that the cunnilingus had something to do with the heat situation.
Yes, yeah.
But
definitely.
If you're sleeping, you're just going to drain your body of all heat and get sick. You never feel better after sleeping on tiles.
Well, they are spooning at least.
I mean, they're naked too, so that's a little bit more heat. But also, is it not true that if you sit on like a cold, hard surface for too long, you get like piles or something?
You get what?
Hemorrhoids, piles, something. Something butt stuff.
I have never heard that, but maybe.
Let's Google it.
Okay, while Julie Googles it,
of
I'm
going to
tell you about something worth Googling, which is peggingtoys.com.
Peggingtoys.com.
It's hemorrhoids, the end.
Okay. Not peggingtoys.com.
No, it's... can you really get hemorrhoids from a cold floor?
You can.
Medibank.com.
Oh,
let's find out.
Like the bank?
Like as like in the private health Medibank service? Private, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Like my Shout private health
Shout out,
private.
Medibank. Give me a free one.
It's a
account.
Myth. Spicy food can cause hemorrhoids? Well...
That's a myth.
That's a myth.
That's just if you are irresponsible.
You can't exercise if you have hemorrhoids? I mean...
Oh, my God, give me hemorrhoids and I don't have to exercise.
I'll take it.
Okay, anyway, can I go back to peggingtoys.com?
Can you?
Yeah. Peggingtoys.com is an excellent website where you can buy all the pegging toys you need. They have self-pleasuring devices. They have strap-ons. They have free articles to help you get started on your pegging journey about safety, about cleaning, about making it special with your partner, about self-pleasuring, about pegging in the time of COVID-19. It's all important, but it's all there for you. So right now you can go to peggingtoys.com, use our code BATESAFE at checkout. That's Bay?
That's Bay.
Okay, who's being offensive now? You. It's BATESAFE at checkout for a bit of a discount. And when they ship you your lovely new toy, they have 110%, I've decided, 100% no bullshit policy, which means there's not going to be a giant logo on the front telling all your friends, family, roommates, people that live in your building that you use pegging toys. It's just going to be a nice little box.
I will say, I don't want to criticize, but pegging toys is a very obvious business name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a very personal thing. I mean, if you're really proud to use pegging toys, like, great, we're super happy and proud of you. But like, sometimes it's new. Sometimes you don't really want to broadcast it yet. Sometimes you're just doing a bit of self-exploration.
Is that an option? Can you request that at the checkout? Like, please put a giant pegging toys logo on the
package. Please
give
us a big sticker. I don't think so. I think
please mass email everyone I know.
But yeah, if you're a bit nervous about getting the packaging there will not be anything on it when your new pegging toys deliver.
What would you call your sex toy company?
SpicyToys.com.
Spicy
what?
Toys.
Oh my god, that's not what I thought you said.
What did you think I said?
I spiky.
Say, no,
spiky
I, no, toys. I can't say what I thought she said because something it's racist, so offensive. Yeah. It's not racist. It's just offensive.
SexyToys.com.
Groundbeef.org.
Groundbeef.org.
You can't have an org if you're selling stuff.
It's a free service.
You're giving out free sex
for
toys
for people in need.
What
kind of need? Can I have some ground beef?
Secondhand refurbished.
Actually,
pre-loved.
That's not the worst idea because I did have to throw a bunch of them away at the beginning
no,
of the
year. No, okay, it is not healthy to share sex toys unless it's someone that you already
do you know what my genuine
with.
Fear was? That, like, as the rubbish bin was being tipped into
it
the truck.
It would just be a rain of dildos.
Why didn't you put them in, like, a plastic bag?
I did, but what if it broke open, you know?
Why didn't you double bag it?
I never double back.
It's always the question.
Oh, Jesus. Alrighty. I think that's probably it from us today. I have been Princess Jezebel. In the studio with me has been
the Baroness Beefcurt.
With
the Marquis Dutain.
And our special guest,
Colonel Angus.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week for some more smart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
My name is Serena. I have just started a new podcast called Love Stranger. It's all about interactions with strangers, random passings, ways that people have affected people drastically. We talk about everything from guardian angels to people who were just really, really kind to people who were just absolutely kind of nuts. It's a great time. You get to hear some really beautiful stories, some really heartwarming ones, some really what the fuck ones. So please join me then. They'll be releasing every Friday, and I hope to see you then, except I won't see you because it's a podcast. It's a podcast.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.